Welcome back to the Packaday Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder, the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11, right here on the Fan. Right now, Milwaukee, 82 and sunny, high of 88, low of 70 degrees. It's going to be a hot one today. I love that. A lot of people don't, but I will be enjoying the heat. That is for sure. And I actually will be down in Milwaukee later today, so I'll be enjoying that beautiful Milwaukee heat. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, is the one and only Tyler Brook. You can find him on Best Available over on YouTube. Brand new show, brand new channel. You can also find him on social media at Tyler D. Brook. Tyler, how the heck are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. I love that you started. First off, thank you for promoting the new YouTube channel. But, you know, you're promoting Mason Crosby's show. I literally have my Mason Crosby jersey hung up in the back as we're speaking. So I'm fired up about the channel. I'm so glad that you had me on because we're here. I'm so excited. Training camp across the league's back. Packers just revealed their jerseys. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on right now.
We're going to edit that segment out and blur out the number two jersey in the back. We can't have Mason getting any more of an ego than he already has. We're not going to tell him about this whatsoever. But we do appreciate you, of course, having that in the background. Tyler, obviously, as you mentioned, we're here. Football is back. Just in general, I mean, from a Packers standpoint, obviously, it was awesome. But just seeing my feed yesterday just filled with training camp updates from around the league and touchdown throws and beautiful passes and everyone's in the best shape of their lives. Like, it was just, I could sink my teeth into it, and it felt so amazing.
I think we should overreact to every single clip that we
Absolutely.
See from training camp. I saw Anthony Richardson sail a pass from a local beat reporter, and therefore...
Done. Cut him.
Cut him. Yep, it's over. You know, it's the best time of year. Twitter is made for this. Post one clip without context and let everyone else just speculate wildly. But at the same time, like, it's the first sign that football is truly back. I mean, we get a game, what, a week from now? It's the horrible Hall of Fame game, but there's going to be football on in 7 days.
What do we got? We got Chargers and
Lions.
Is that Hall of Fame? Chargers and Lions. That's right. I knew it was an NFC North. I can't remember if it was the Bears, but yeah, Chargers, Lions. I'm all for it. I will watch like an absolute sicko every snap in that game in some way, shape, or form. Maybe it's on the condensed version the day after or whatever, but you bet I will be watching some random, you know, fourth string defensive tackle out of, you know, South Dakota, and I absolutely cannot wait for every second of it. All right, so you had the opportunity yesterday to kind of sit back and obviously just absorb everything that was happening from an NFL standpoint, but clearly from a Packers standpoint as well. When you were kind of getting all the updates and going through everything, what kind of stood out to you from a Packers standpoint?
We should obviously panic about the offensive line and the starting rotation. Totally kidding. But no, as far as things like just I'm not at the practice facility, so I'm trying to keep up with things on Twitter. I'm really happy to hear that Marshawn Lloyd's explosiveness is still there. That is a guy that I, you know, after watching him in the draft and then the Packers taking him, I was getting more and more excited heading into last year, his rookie season. But then obviously injuries plagued him and we barely saw any of him. And obviously when it's like lingering hamstring issues, correct? You get worried about that explosiveness staying there. But the fact that that's still a component of his game and it's showing in practice, really looking forward to him, hopefully having a healthy season. And then obviously, you know me, man, Matthew Golden. Heard he had an awfully strong start to camp. Obviously, there's no pads, you know, scoring a touchdown over Valentine. Really excited to see that. Man, just there's so many playmakers on this offense that I kind of forgot about. And, you know, a healthy Lloyd, a new Golden, Savion Williams hopefully in the mix. Like, there's going to be some fun plays happening this year.
I did not see it, but apparently Savion Williams had an absolutely disgusting one-handed catch in the back of an end zone. It was just an individual's, no coverage, anything like that, but still apparently had a ridiculous one-handed catch at some point during practice. Matthew Golden had a touchdown in red zone versus Carrington Valentine. So some of these rookies are already starting to make a name for themselves. And, you know, I thought the offense in general looked pretty good. It was a lot of running backs and tight ends yesterday, a lot of just kind of getting everyone involved out of the backfield. But I'll also tell you, which will excite you, Tyler Brook, is that you saw this offense already start bringing back some of the bootlegs, some of the screens, some of the movement, and just some play action stuff that, if you remember last year, like some of the spinner series stuff that they sort of got in the offense, they didn't have a lot of like cohesiveness or plays off of it or play action. It was just something that almost like, you know, evolved through the course of the season. We already saw some play action stuff off a spinner series. It almost resulted in a huge play to Josh Jacobs. It was a nice play by Nate Hobbs to kind of help break it up. Still think Jacobs should have had it, but I liked the creativity that I was seeing on offense on day one. And I think we're about to see Matt LaFleur kind of unleash what his potential is again with a healthy Jordan Love.
Don't get me too excited with that play action and screen stuff. I think I want to see more of Love getting outside of the pocket. And obviously, for good reason last year, they just were not able to do that with the offense. And I feel like the national media keeps trying to contextualize a lot of what Jordan Love really is based off last season when we didn't really see the full picture of him. I do think a large part of his game can be getting outside of the pocket and still hunting for those explosive plays. And honestly, if he is fully healthy, I kind of want to see him run the ball a little bit. It's something we almost never saw last year, and I do think he has the athletic ability, to force defenses to respect him, every once in a while keep the ball just so that you're forced to, defend it. There's so much to this offense that was really, honestly, really exciting and different last year that I really enjoyed. I thought they were a much more physical offense than the average one you'll see in the league, but Love's return to being mobile can open up a lot for this team.
It really can, and that's why I was already excited about just seeing him kind of move around a little bit more. The very first play was a bootleg throughout into the flat to Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft, another player that was getting pretty involved yesterday. One player that was not involved yesterday, of course, was Elgton Jenkins. Apparently a back injury, Tyler Brook. I'm not sure exactly the extent of that. Brian Gutekunst did say that once the back injury is all healed up, that the expectation is Elgton Jenkins is going to be out there. Your mileage may vary as to whether or not, how important you think that back injury is. I will say, I'll maybe leave that for another day, but I'll just say it's an interesting development nonetheless. And obviously it would be super important for Elgton to get out there, but not practicing as of yet.
Listen, man, I've been told, and I'm not a doctor, and I'm not trying to speculate on anything, but I've been told a light wallet can lead to back problems. I'm obviously completely kidding. It could be a legit injury. I don't want to speculate on anything. But personally, I just really am excited to see Elgton at center. I got to see what it looks like. I'm so curious about that, and I just want to see what the starting five ends up being on the offensive line when it's at 100% strength. I know Zach Tom's getting all the love right now, and deservedly so. I absolutely adore Zach Tom. Early career Elgton Jenkins was like the same as Zach Tom to me, just an absolute monster that could play everywhere. Yeah. I want to see the center version of Elgton full time, see him get acclimated. And the longer that this goes out or drags out, it's going to hurt development a little bit. I think that whole thing gets overblown by, bigger media outlets. But at the same time, it is important. At least he is there getting mental reps and working with the offense and getting into film and everything like that. Let's get that man paid, get him on the field. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, he's going to be a very important piece for that offensive line. Hopefully they can get him out there sooner rather than later. It's a weird situation where you don't really want to set precedent with 2 years left on that deal, but hopefully they can figure something out to get him out there because he is going to be a key piece to that offensive line. In the meantime, one of the players that they did pay significantly a year ago who continues to just be massively impressive is Xavier McKinney. He comes up with a big interception in red zone against Jordan Love on the first day of practice. There's no signs of this man slowing down, and it got to the point last year where teams just basically stopped throwing at him. Jordan might have to do that in practice already. He's just an absolute machine on the back end of the defense.
I'm so excited what year two holds. Obviously it's so hard to replicate that kind of interception total, especially now that opposing offenses know what to expect. But having that kind of guy that can take away half of the field basically is vital to a defense like this. And, if the cornerback room sees takes a big step forward, I think the secondary is actually an awful lot of fun. I'm more so curious. I feel great about where McKinney's at. I'm much more curious about what that other safety and slot roles look like with Bullard, Williams, Oladapo going to get in there. I have so many questions. But the secondary room, I think a lot of people want to poo-poo. But I'm pretty excited about it. I'm just curious to see what the lineup ends up looking like.
Yeah, me too. Nate Hobbs has already been pretty impressive to me as well. Nice. So I'm excited. I think Packers fans are going to be excited to watch him as well. We're being joined by Tyler Brook, best available over on YouTube. You can find him on social media at Tyler D. Brook. A little bit of breaking news. Jets quarterback Justin Fields was just carted to the locker room after suffering an apparent injury during practice. So lower leg injury for Justin Fields, carted to the locker room. So hopefully he's okay. Hopefully nothing major. Of course, not Chicago Bears or Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Justin Fields, but now New York Jets quarterback Justin Fields. So that, I mean, for a team at quarterback that just hasn't been able to get it right, from Zach Wilson to Aaron Rodgers to, you know, all, it just has not gone well for that position in New York. Bringing in Justin Fields, and then if he has any sort of, hopefully, again, we're not going to speculate on it, but if there were any sort of serious injury, just a brutal blow for New York there. So hopefully Fields is okay, but that was just a breaking news that kind of just came up. Any reaction to that at all?
I mean, I love Justin Fields. I know he was a Bear, so, you know, Packers fans might not love me hearing say that, but like, even back to his Ohio State days, I thought that guy was just tough as nails, and I love his rushing ability. I do still think there's a starting caliber quarterback there, so I just hate to hear that.
Yeah, hopefully it's the update from Connor Hughes. Jets were running through team drills. Starters came back on. They ran one play, a Fields incompletion. He stood up, sat down, then stood up before he limped off the field very gingerly. Currently on the table, trainers removed his shoe and are working on him. So again, we'll keep an eye on that, and hopefully he is okay. Speaking of injuries, Packers had their own list of injuries yesterday. Of course, we knew Christian Watson was not going to practice. Quay Walker did not practice with an ankle injury. I did ask Goody. He said it is not contract related. Said it would be about a week, but they did remove him off the PUP list at the end of last night, so maybe there's a little bit of a ramp-up period there. Colin Oliver with a hamstring, Amar Johnson with a hamstring. John Williams sounds like it's going to be a longer one with the back. And then, of course, we talked about Elgton Jenkins with the back as well. Micah Robinson did actually practice, even though it seemed like he was not going to. And then Savion Williams no longer had that red no-contact jersey. So some good news there. Any kind of takeaways from that injury list?
Yeah, I'm excited to see Quay. I know, you know, the fact that he's off that list is good news. I genuinely thought we started to see some of his best football by the end of last year. The consistency has obviously been his biggest issue throughout his career. But, you know, I'm actually planning on doing a video a bit about Edger and Cooper next week on Best Available, so check that out. But I think one of the big reasons that's going to allow Cooper to be so successful is a healthy Quay opposite of him. Quay, for all of his faults, can do a lot of the dirty work that doesn't show up on the stat sheet as, you know, this giant, strong, athletic dude that can just eat up blocks. It really opens a lot of the game for Cooper to, you know, fly in there and make tackles. So I'm hoping he's fully healthy. I actually really am expecting a good year from him. I know he struggled with consistency, and some Packers fans hate him. Some are still holding out hope. I'm on the other end. Like, I'm holding out hope for this guy. So get him healthy, get him on the field. I'm excited to see what he can do.
Yeah, me too. I think this has the ability to be a really big year for Quay, and hopefully he can get back. I thought at the middle of last year when Quay played some of that really good football and Edger and Cooper was breaking out, you saw a really dynamic linebacker duo. Of course, they lose Anthony Campanelli to the Jaguars as their defensive coordinator. Hopefully that doesn't affect those guys too much. Sean Duggan is going to have his plate full, just kind of keeping those guys progressing in that right direction, but has the potential to be hopefully a true breakout season for Quay Walker. So the sooner he can get out there, the better. All right, again, we're being joined by Tyler Brook. Find him on social media at Tyler D. Brook and Best Available over on YouTube. A couple other questions before we get you out of here, Tyler. Your training camp breakout star for the Packers will be blank. Who do you got as your breakout star?
Wow. Training camp breakout star. I'm going to say Savion. And even if it's, I want to say Matthew Golden, but I think that's too obvious. I genuinely think Savion, even if it's not on offense, is going to have play a large role on special teams. He's just such a unique size-speed combination that even if he never figured it out on offense, I just refuse to believe that kind of talent athletically won't have some kind of impact on special teams. I'm really excited to see what he can do, you know, honestly, all over the field.
Yeah, I am as well. I think there is something that has the potential to be special there for Savion Williams, and just whether or not that can show itself in year one is what's going to be interesting. But I could really see a world in which he already starts to make an impact and we start seeing some of that true potential come out early on and throughout the course of training camp as well. So I would gladly take that if that ends up being the case. Then last but not least, Tyler, pads will come on eventually. There's some conflicting reports as to whether or not that will be Monday, or if it's, I think Pete Doherty had said the 28th, or maybe that is Monday. It doesn't matter. Either way, pads will come on eventually. That changes everything. What are you going to be looking for when the pads actually come on at Packers practice?
I mean, to me, it's 1,000,000% the offensive line. Last year, there were times when the Packers offense that was really clicking, where the offensive line was just resetting the line of scrimmage, like 4 yards downfield, before Jacobs even had to like make a play with the ball in his hands. This offense can be very physical at the point of attack. And after adding Aaron Banks and Anthony Belton in the draft and, you know, a healthy Jordan Morgan, there's a lot of competition up front. I really want to see who can, you know, slot in there, make plays with the pads on. I think that's going to be the key to this offense being as successful as it is. And I'm very, very high on this offensive line.
Yeah, I think they have the potential to take a big step, and specifically in some of those short yardage situations, as well as, you know, goal line and red zone situations as well, which is where I think some of that opportunity really lies. Tyler, you are launching an unbelievable new YouTube page called Best Available. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I've been writing for 13 years. I've done some video content. Obviously, I've chatted with you and Cheesehead TV and done all these podcasts. I really want to sharpen my video editing skills, right? So it's a new way for me to tell stories that I've wanted to tell about the league. Obviously, I covered the league as a whole, you know, multiple times over the last decade plus. This is just an opportunity for me to like deep dive, watch film with you guys when you're watching. I've got a breakdown coming out later today on Caleb Downs, who one draft analyst is calling the next Ed Reed. Okay. I want to see if that's actually true. So we're going to go through the film. You'll watch along the film with me. And then Monday of next week, we'll be talking about Edgerrin Cooper. Is he the NFL's next boogeyman? He loves his Michael Myers. So I cannot wait to dive into that. And obviously, Andy, you know how excited I was when they drafted Cooper. So I genuinely think that guy can be, you know, the next Fred Warner, honestly, as far as, you know, top linebacker in the league once Warner calls quits.
I've said I think the ceiling for Edgerrin Cooper is best linebacker in the league, and I think he can be a Pro Bowler as soon as this year, and I think he can be an All-Pro, you know, in the next couple of years here as well. So sky's the limit for that dude. He is insanely physical, fast, talented, instincts. He's got all of it, and I'm so excited to see what he can evolve into in Green Bay. We'll be looking forward to that breakdown. Of course, again, follow it. Best Available over on YouTube. Anything else you want to plug on the way out, Tyler?
No, man, just happy to be on. Thank you so much for the shout out on Pack a Day with you and Justice. That was awesome.
Of course,
man. A lot of people came over with comments saying that you two sent them. So appreciate that. And I'll be around. Hopefully I have some other news for you guys in the coming weeks. But appreciate Andy.
Can't wait for that as well. Hopefully it's some amazing news on your side of things. It was Justice's idea, by the way, to tell everyone to tell him that we sent you know, them over to you guys. So I can't take credit for that, but I will give Justice credit. But no, happy to support you, my man. Keep crushing it, and really excited about the new opportunity for you with Best Available. So we'll talk again soon. We'll maybe have to get all of your you know, details on the Edgerrin Cooper breakdown, but we'll definitely be keeping an eye out for that as well.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You bet. That is Tyler Brook. Again, follow him on social media at Tyler D. Brook. A huge thank you for him to joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.